Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
While other major school districts within the state of Alaska deal with decreased student enrollments, decreased funding from the state, and the outlook of possible school closures, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has maintained enrollment and stands close to the projected enrollment numbers for the 2022-23 school year. The student enrollment numbers for the KPBSD as released on November 21st show the Kenai Peninsula at over 8,300 students and near 8,400 students when incorporating other numbers outside of the standard counts. The district projected 8,429 students, and the students' count has reached and possibly exceeded those projections. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland discussed enrollment numbers.
So we actually have closer to 8,500 and some actual students attending, but a lot of those are partial, whether it's preschool students, special education preschool, or Title I preschool, or some students taking part-time classes as, as seniors or juniors. But they consolidate all that into one final number, and that is at 8,369.
For more information on the count, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. A Coast Guard law enforcement boarding team seized illegally caught fish near Homer Wednesday, November 30th. The Neuchon crew seized the catch and escorted the vessel to Homer, where the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Office of Law Enforcement representative took possession of the catch upon arrival at the pier. A Coast Guard Cutter Neuchon boarding team discovered halibut aboard a commercial individual fishing quota halibut vessel that was not documented in the vessel's logbook. Additionally, the halibut was filleted to where the size and the number of fish could not be determined. The Neuchon's boarding officer determined the crew aboard the fishing vessel violated Federal Regulation 50 CFR 300.66A for fishing for halibut except in the accordance with the annual management measures published pursuant of 50 CFR 300.62. NOAA OLE seized a total of 117 pounds of halibut, estimated a net worth of $3,510, and issued a $2,400 fine to the vessel's captain. Managing fish population sustainability requires effective enforcement of our fishing regulations, said John Kerlin, the NOAA Fisheries Alaska Regional Administrator. We thank the U.S. Coast Guard for their vigilance and strong partnership in so many ways, including in fisheries enforcement actions like this contribute to keeping Alaska's fisheries fair for law-abiding fishermen. The Coast Guard conducts year-round fisheries law enforcement patrols in Alaska and is actively monitoring the IFQ for halibut and sablefish fisheries that closed on December 7th. The illegal retention of fish is being investigated by NOAA personnel. For more on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. The Seward Police Department contacted the Alaska State Troopers advising a white Hyundai was called in as a ready, report every dangerous driver immediately on Monday, December 5th at 1:47 a.m. A traffic stop was attempted by the Seward Police Department after the vehicle was observed driving recklessly and traveling at excessive speeds. The vehicle failed to yield and the vehicle pursuit was discontinued by the Seward Police Department. The Soldana AST K-9 team located the vehicle near mile 52 of the Sterling Highway near Gwen's Lodge in Cooper Landing. A traffic stop was attempted and the vehicle failed to yield. A pursuit followed and the vehicle crashed through a snow berm and rolled several times near mile 56 of the Seward Highway at the Hope Cutoff. Investigation revealed the vehicle was stolen out of Anchorage. The driver was identified as a 16-year-old juvenile from Anchorage who currently has a warrant for his arrest. The front passenger was identified as a 17-year-old juvenile. There were three other individuals in the vehicle and they sustained minor injuries. The driver was arrested and transported to the Kenai Pretrial Youth Facility and charges were referred to the Division of Juvenile Justice. The passenger was arrested and transported to Kenai Pretrial Youth Facility and remanded on charges of criminal mischief in the fifth degree, joyriding. And for more news, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.